So, and I want to read that too, because I think that it's so good and it's so humane, mm-hmm. you know, Jesus's response to his task of having to die on the cross, mm-hmm. even though he made the choice from heaven to come down and subject himself to the body. I think this time in the garden before him going to the cross shows us what our bodies are subject to, you know, what we're subject to as human beings. And also we see him demonstrate, like, okay, I'm going to be honest about this. I'm going to pray about this. I'm actually going to ask God for another way.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he still chose the task at hand, you know, and I think it gives us, you know, it should comfort us and give us permission to be authentic in our relationship with God that way and not try to fake it, you know, and seem like righteous in that way. I think what makes it righteous is that you felt all of this and you still chose the way of the Spirit. I think that that's a greater glory and demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit when we tell the truth about, like, what our flesh is experiencing by way of some sort of call or assignment or just like guidance of God. I'm going to read this and then I want to hear your thoughts for show. So this is Matthew 26 verse 30. So it says, then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, sit here while I go there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, John and James, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death.
Yeah.
Dang, that's deep.
Yeah.
Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little farther, so he kind of like stepped, like he wanted them there, and he like wanted the support.
Yeah.
of his friends.
Yeah.
You know, like, you want the support when you know you're headed down a hard thing. And everybody's cross is different. Like, what's hard for you may not be hard for me, and vice versa. But he wanted community. And I think we do too. We want people to, like, understand, though, like, even if you don't feel like the cross that God has given me is a heavy cross because your life is different than me, your capacity is different, you know, I still want you to, like, have empathy for the fact that it's heavy for me.
Yeah.
And so he says, going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
Yeah.
And of course, we know that he went back and his disciples were found sleeping.
Yeah. I think three times.
It was three times. And then on the third time, the Bible says before he could even stop, like, finish talking, Judas appeared.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like me and my husband were saying, like, we don't have time. Like we don't have time to get caught up in the fact that, like, people don't get it. Your friends are sleeping.
And I think the thing about, like, your like, friends sleeping is, like, theoretically, they wanted to be awake. You know, they wanted to, but, like, they couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like...
Or maybe they
were succumbed to this, like, whatever.
I don't know what it was.
But, like, they couldn't show up for him in that moment.
Yeah.
They couldn't be that community that you were talking about. Like, they
couldn't
be that
in that moment. Because
they're human. Right. They're human. And I think sometimes we give them a very bad rep, but it's, like, they're human. But even in that, like, Jesus still is like, not your will.
Yeah.
But mine.
Yeah, I think he gave them grace. He just, like, went. Like, at the end of the day, he still went to the cross for them.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he didn't even, you know, after that third time, he didn't acknowledge the fact that they were asleep again.
Mm.
You know, he just was just like, okay. I think you have to get to that place, because what we were talking about was, like, I think God will give you revelation about the natural reality of what the spiritual will do, or calls you, right? That there will be some sort of sacrifice or suffering or, you know, reality that like you can't do this without him. And as human beings, that's hard for us.
Yeah.
Right. We want to be able to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And so I think you get revelation of that. And you also get revelation of like what God is saying to do through his spirit though. And you can note that, but then you have to abandon that revelation of like what's going to happen in to you in the natural sense. You have to abandon your focus on that, because if you continue to just focus on both things, you're going to be paralyzed.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be stuck in prayer asking God continuously to take the cup from you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we were just like, before Jesus could even get it out, like Judas appeared like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, actually, we don't have time to be dicing up both realities. We have to thank God that you're like, okay, boom, this is what is a part of this. Maybe for your school, it's like, okay, another, I don't know, how long do it take to get a PhD?
10 years?
No, I would not. I 5 years minimum.
Okay, so five more years of what you felt like was not just living, right? So maybe there's 5 more years of just like not being able to live, 5 more years of like sacrificing, you know, time with, you know, community as much, because your time has to be divided and dedicated to doing this in an excellent way. And that's a reality. And I think we have to be like, okay, let's make a plan for that and go with God. And then stop focusing on it.
Yeah. Because I think even when I think about your example with you and your husband, like part of you trusting him is like these physical realities or these human emotions and things that we're feeling are real. And like they legitimately are good indicators in the sense of like you like, oh, I have to trust this man in a way. I have to give my heart to him in a way that I've only been able to give it to God. And like thinking about presumably, I don't know, but like past hurts or like past relationships and things. And it's like,
oh, human beings be funny.
And so it's like, oh, you want me to trust this man? And things feel like they could be moving quick or whatever. And it's like, you have these very real emotions that like you are, like you should be feeling, you should be like resonating and expressing that. As you said, like part of being authentic is expressing like, oh, this is how my body is reacting. This is how I'm feeling. And then also I'm gonna trust you, God.
Yeah.
In this, I'm gonna still trust you and trust that what you have is good. Man that you have for me
is good.
Is good.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's so true. And I did. I have to be honest about that.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, this is hard for me.
Yeah.
But I think that it gives the other person the opportunity to create a new memory in your body of like, yeah, you can be scared and be comforted. Mm-hmm. You, right? Like you can take the risk of trusting a person and it actually turn out right.
Yeah.
Because it was ordained or orchestrated or guided by God. Mm-hmm. It was gifted by the Lord. And I think that, man, God being holy and trustworthy, he is the most honorable, respectable, trustworthy person that we could ever come in contact with. So what our flesh has to say about the situation or the call or assignment that God is asking us to take hold of, it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's weird for you to be fearful of trusting something as holy as Christ. Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, that's hostility towards God.
No, the song that's popping in my head right now is "There Will Be Glory After This." That's not quite the song.
I'm like, do I know that song?
There will be glory after this. But that was just making me think about like the reality of like, if you didn't choose to trust God with like trusting your husband and trusting God in that, then it's also like the pain and the hurt that you had been experiencing and that you were like struggling with, like the past feelings, the past memories, etc. Like, if you allowed those to paralyze you, then you would not know what it looks like to actually trust a man and have him love you well.
Right.
Right. And so I think that it's one of those things where sometimes, not even sometimes, pretty much all the time, God is asking us to do these things that not even just looks and appears hard, but that is actually hard, because it's like, there will be glory after this.
Right.
Like, you mentioned glory to glory, and it's like, no, there is literally more glory. There is more ways in which you can be loved if you do this thing well.
Right.
Like, if you would be obedient to me, you will be impacted well, but those people around you also will be impacted well.
Mm-hmm.
You get a chance to love your husband better. You get a chance to love your husband well. You get a chance to love other people in community well, right? Yeah. So it's like, if you trust me and take these steps, even if it's hard, slash it will be hard, there is a part of suffering that comes with denying yourself.
Yeah.
And there will still be glory after that.
Yeah.
And you'll learn yourself and learn who I've like made you to be and designed you to be in a better and more deeper way, because you have decided, I'm gonna trust you.
Yeah.
And like, you, because God is holy.
Because God is holy. I feel like my heart felt like love, you know, like it is very loving. Not just that he's holy, but it's, he is love.
God is.
So it's so loving that he would, regardless of how he's doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows, he's come up with the perfect formula for that in which he has created, right? And so it's really loving for him to thrust us into a circumstance, regardless of how it feels, but that so you can redeem past experiences. Yeah. And I wonder if some people are dealing with doubt or resentment towards God because they never went
deeper.
They didn't go deeper. They said no to God on some sort of quest because God allowed them to see that, this is gonna have to, you're gonna have to maybe let this go, and that's hard, or, you know, you might lose a couple friends, or you might take a pay cut. You know, and because they were not willing to forfeit that or to sacrifice or undergo that suffering, they were not able to get past history redeemed by God, like moving you forward in that way and like creating new experiences, either by way of some relationship or experience tangibly or just simply with him.
Yeah.
You know, like, are you willing to, like, the glory is being able to trust God or give God the opportunity to prove that he's trustworthy to you. Like, okay, I know you dived off the diving board in this little baby pool and you trusted me there.
Yeah.
Right. And now I've taken you to a little ocean and you dived off there, and now we're at a cliff. And God is like, jump. And he wants to know that we trust him. And then if you're willing to jump off the cliff, then now you have a fire. At least for me, I'm like, no, because God gonna do it. Yeah.
He gonna do what he said he gonna do.
Yeah, I believe that to be true, because I was willing, by way of the unctioning of the Holy Spirit, not in my own strength, but because the Holy Spirit is in me and that power is sufficient, the Bible says that the same power that rose Jesus from the dead is living in me. And I just believe that to be true, right? And so you're able to jump off cliffs by way of trusting God in our lives and then find out that he's trustworthy.
Regardless,
everybody's dive, everyone's cliff is going to be different. Everyone's formation in their dive is going to be different. And whatever happens when they hit some sort of surface, it may be different, right? So it's not a means of comparison. It's just the formula is that, look, God is going to take you and test your faith from glory to glory to glory. And he's trustworthy in whatever that looks like for you as an individual. And I just find that to be, and all the while, it's for my good as well.
For your good.
It's not just for his glory. It could just be, and I would be fine with it because this life is about him. But in his kindness, he allows it to be for our good as well. So like, you get to walk away a doctor, like, period.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. No, you get to walk away a doctor. I get to walk away with a marriage that gets to edify the kingdom of God, you know, and those things are working for our good. You know, they're going to have to cut the check when you become a doctor.
That we tell them, cut the check. CTC, just so we're all clear.
Yeah, the price went up.
With some respect. Like, respect me regardless.
No, literally. Because I trusted God.
I went through this. I didn't want to. But I trusted God.
Yeah, there's a reward. There's joy. You know, there are rewards more so in heaven. But God is kind on earth, too.
And I think that, like, I'm going to go back to your diving analogy. Because okay, two things that stood out to me. One is the fact that, like, I think that we can forget, especially when we're starting to doubt and have fears and things, we can forget who God has been and how God has consistently been showing up, or how God has even been consistently, like, pushing us to trust him deeper and trust him more. And so, like, we forget about, oh, God was there with the, like, kiddie pool,
right?
Or we limit God to the kiddie pool and we're like, oh, God, you can only be real there. Like, you can't, you can handle a kiddie pool, but you're not actually big enough to handle me when I'm in the ocean, or you're not actually big enough to handle me when I get to the cliff. And God's like, oh, but I'm the one that keeps bringing, you wouldn't have been at the kiddie pool if it wasn't for me, if it wasn't for my grace.
I made the cliff. And the water.
And it's,
and
like,
you.
And the reality is, like, if you don't surrender.
We're psychos.
Like, it's like we're living in a delusion. Like, look. Sometimes I'm really like, oh, I'm delusional, and it's okay, it's fine, God bring me back. Yeah. But it's like, if you don't surrender and you, like, decide I'm going to, like, fight this or I'm gonna do whatever, then the way in which you land, you might land spread out, but that's gonna be so much more painful for you.
Right.
It's so much more painful for you to, like, resist, for you to tense up, for you to dive in a, like, improper position than if you would just die. I'm gonna trust you, and I'm not gonna hit this wall. I might, there's gonna be some impact. There will be some impact.
But there will, like, be some impact.
I'm not gonna increase the level of, because I have increased the level of hard for myself several times.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I think I'm at a point where it's like, I don't wanna keep increasing the hard.
Yeah.
Especially if I don't have to get hurt in these additional ways. Like, there's already some pain involved a lot of times with just being obedient. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if I don't have to be hurt, if I don't need to have, like, my arm broken in this process.
Right.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Like, I'm gonna be upset. I'm gonna cry about, like, what it is you're telling me to do, but I'm gonna also try and do the work so I can actually experience both your glory and your smile in this process.
Yeah.
And your kindness. Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah. I think that proclamation of, like, I don't wanna do this anymore, I'm just gonna X, Y, and Z, that is living or standing on the work that God has done in you already.
Yeah.
Like, that is the production of, like, a greater faith.
Yeah.
So even whatever you went through before, whether you, see, the thing is, all things are working for our good, right? So whether you get to a point and you did what you were supposed to do or you didn't, God has a way of, like, taking that past experience into this present and reminding you, hey, remember, it's regardless, the blessing is memory.
Yeah.
Right? So you're either going to look back and see that God did it back then, and that's what encourages us, or you're going to look back and see when you didn't do what he said to do and the consequences that you went through, and you, like, I don't want to do that no more. Right? Yes. So it's like, all things are working for our good when we're in Christ. Like, God is not looking to create a loser out of us. He is already won. You know what I mean? So he's setting us up for success regardless. You know what I mean? It's just that out of love and honor and obedience, we want to do it the right. God is, you know, taking us to a level of maturity where we get to a place where even though all these things are going to work out for my good somehow, some way, I want to actually get to a place where I'm being obedient because my love for God has gone deeper. Like, I know God in a different way now. And so now my faith is greater and my love is greater, you know, in that capacity. And I think that God is amazing for doing life with us in that way, you know, and giving us those, you know, those scenarios. And I mean, praise God.
It made me think of Exodus 14. As you've been talking, actually, that's just kind of been coming up. But Exodus 14, essentially, it's after Jesus, or not Jesus, after Moses tells Pharaoh, let my people go. They finally are running away. We're going. We packed all of our things. We're here. We're at this big expanse of water now. We're at this sea. And they like start complaining. And they're like, bro, why did you bring us out here just to die? / it would have been better for us to be slaves in Egypt than to be out here dead in the wilderness. Like, why did you do that? And so they're complaining. They're upset. Everybody's upset. Moses is asking God.
Everyone's
like,
upset.
So tired. And Moses is like, hey, yo, God, what are we doing? Like, we have the sea on one side in front of us. Behind us, we have the Egyptians who are like coming hot on our trail. What do we do? And God's like, bro, what are you even asking me for? Go. And I say,
we were like, I just freed you.
I freed you. Go. And as they went, the sea opens up. But if they would have stayed right there complaining, if they would have just stayed there feeling all of the fear,
paralyzed.
It's fair feelings.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you stay there paralyzed, you will get healed. Literally. Like, you think they're just going to bring you back willingly?
Yeah.
Come on now. It's like, no, you're going to get killed, or you're going to go back into a position of bondage, which God didn't appoint for you.
Right.
God didn't want you to be there.
That wasn't the plan.
You set my people free so that they may worship me.
Right.
And so it's like, I'm going to prove myself in this big way. / for whatever odd reason, you seem to have thought that I don't care about you so much that I would lead you away from these people just to have you either go back or to be like caught at the sea. Well, who do you think I am? So stop talking to me. You go through. And then you worship me. And then we see the Israelites' continual things after. But it's like, God is continually proving, like, I'm trustworthy. I'm about that. I'm that God.
I'm worthy to be worshiped.
I'm worthy.
To be worshiped.
Yeah.
Like, with your life, though.
With your whole life.
Because I think it is easy to, you know, rock out to some maverick city live YouTube video.
20 minutes long, you be there for the whole 20 minutes.
Yeah, that form of worship, granted, there's a lot of people that's not doing that, but that form of worship is one thing, but worshiping with your life is a completely different thing, you know? And Jesus being the one who chose to come down from heaven and subject himself to this temptation of delusion and psychoness, is that a word?
I guess I can.
of being a human being and subject to pain and subject to weeping and subject to, you know, doubt and fear and hunger. He subjects himself to all of that off the strength of like love and provision to setting us free.
Yeah.
And we're complaining, right? Like, that's, I don't want to be a complainer. And as much as grace is sufficient and new every morning, I just want to be a disciple that has counted the cost and has a greater glory of understanding what Jesus did on the cross for me, so that when I'm asked to do something and my body, my flesh, my emotions, my trauma, my circumstances, my bank account wants to create, right, a fear or doubt, I can acknowledge that, give it to God, and then abandon that revelation about me and just go with God. Like, do it blind, because Jesus dying on the cross and going back up to the Father awarded me the Holy Spirit that literally gives me the power to do that. Mm-hmm. It's not like he hasn't equipped us.
Yeah.
He has totally equipped us. And so, yeah, I pray that people come to know God more.
Yeah.
On a deeper level, like really go another level deeper in your relationship with God and allow that to fully manifest in your life situation, so that when you are called to trust God through something that you've never done before or that comes with a certain level of suffering for a little while, you go because of who is asking you to go.
Yeah.
That relationship translates into that. And so that's my prayer.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave y'all with a scripture.
Okay, praise God.
Psalm 37.
Okay, let me go there.
23, verse 24. If y'all know the song, Order My Steps in Your Word, dear Lord, lead me, guide me every day. I would sing it, but I know it's gonna get the same reaction that you gave me when I say the other one. Like,
no, I know that one.
It's okay.
It's just I haven't been saved all my life.
That's hilarious. Let me see. It's a Psalm 37, 23 and 24. So this is the CSB version, but 23. Okay. A person's steps are established by the Lord, and he takes pleasure in his way. Though he falls, he will not be overwhelmed, because the Lord supports him with his hand. And so I think it's this reality of just trusting that God is not only establishing our steps, but God is also taking pleasure in this. Slash, like, we can get pleasure in this path that God is guiding us on. And it's like this reality of, like, we will fall. We will fall. But even in the falling, we're not going to be overwhelmed. Like, that's not our end. That's not our defeat. Mm-hmm. Because the Lord is supporting us with his right hand. And so,
I
would leave y'all with that.
I guess that's it. Go with God.
Go with God. Do it blind. Put on your blindfolds.
Do it blind.
All the things.
I love it. That's a wrap. Until the next time, you guys.
Bye. Grace and peace. Thanks for watching.
Bye.